The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves as we launch into the third hour of the program. The number is toll-free and brought to you by ProXPN. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and create the content. Right there on the front page of our website, you can post whatever you want, a link to a news article, blog post, YouTube video, whatever you'd like to put up there, and then other listeners can vote up or down as to whether or not they like or dislike what you have posted. So go and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. Still to come, the latest on Ross Ulbricht, the man accused of being the operator of the Silk Road, an underground drug marketplace on the black market.
The Dread Pirate Roberts.
As he was alleged, he is alleged to be the Dread Pirate Roberts, who was the operator of the Silk Road. We'll give you the latest on his case. We've got Corey on the line in Savannah. I wanted to hang on to him there through the news break. He had called in about the idea of corporate personhood and had said that the Hobby Lobby decision was disturbing to him. And I wanted to know more about where you're coming from on that, Corey, because, and I have to say, despite all the attention Hobby Lobby got in on talk radio, we really didn't cover it much at all here on Free Talk Live.
No.
My understanding of what I heard about the case was that this company, they are religiously oriented, and they have an objection to having their health care plans pay for birth control, and they were able to opt out of that from the court decision. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. And part of the ruling was based on the fact that there's so many holes in the Affordable Care Act that there's already options that have been made available to religious organizations and religious nonprofits to get women those healthcare options.
And Hobby Lobby was also covering some forms of contraception. It's just that some that they found objectionable, sort of like the a la the day after pill or whatever.
Well, could I also, as a religious objection, object as a company owner to having health care whatsoever for my employees?
I think that there'd probably be a reasonable argument for that, yeah. But that's not what this this was about. But I would think that there'd be a reasonable argument that perhaps the Amish, who don't participate in Social Security, mm-hmm. would be able to make this argument, or, you know.
Well, anybody. I don't want to participate in any federal government, anything. I mean, it's definitely against my religion.
Yeah,
exactly. You conscientiously object to the things that you're being forced to pay
but
for.
I thought you said you disagreed with the Hobby Lobby decision, Corey.
Well, I agree that no company should be forced to do anything.
Okay.
That's what I agree with. But the problem is created by government in the first place when there was a mandatory health insurance law passed. You know, that was the Affordable Care Act is nothing but a handout to insurance companies. That's to insurance corporations. You know, if you look at the stock figures for health insurance companies ever since the Affordable Care Act was passed, they have not been hurting at all. They've actually been booming.
Mm-hmm.
Their stocks have, at least.
Right. You would think that, you know, if this was bad enough, that the company would suffer. But I think that there's probably kind of like the Chick-fil-A incident, you know, where there are enough people that are, you know, on the other side of the issue that the company's actually seeing some increase in business, perhaps. I think that there's a reasonably good argument on the other side that because companies are forced to give health care now, that therefore that health care is now part of an employee's compensation, and that an employer shouldn't, you know, it's not the employer's money that's being put towards health care, but in fact the employee's money that's being put towards a particular type of you know, birth control. So that isn't the employer's business. I think that's a reasonably good argument. However, you know, we're still talking about force and coercion. I don't think a company should be forced to pay for health care at all for an employee.
Well, we're talking about an entire historical accident. Our entire system is based on employer-provided health insurance for every, I mean, the most doctor's appointments, if you go to the CDC website and read, it says there that most doctor's appointments occur because of the symptom of cough. People go to the doctor for cough, and that's covered by insurance. Why, if I need an oil change in my car, do I use insurance to pay for that oil change?
Definitely not.
If my car is sputtering, do I use insurance? No. It seems to me that insurance is best used and best to have when there's some kind of extreme circumstance when you will be unable to pay for those services.
I believe that there was. It started with World War II, I think, with, you know, it might have been actually executive compensation prior to that, back when they had a 90% tax bracket, that the, you know, health care could be paid for dollar, but, and then, you know, executives' pay would be, you know, a dime for a dollar. So they asked for all kinds of benefits, and then these benefits would trickle down over time. There were employee pay caps during World War II. I don't know why, but, you know, they were there. And then at that time, essentially the way to get better employees, because employers are constantly battling for better employees with other employers, so they have to compete. And one of the ways to compete is to offer more benefits.
Exactly.
So they, because there was a cap on wages and they couldn't give people money that they could get their own benefits, they offered the benefits. And so you have this whole, like when you say it's an accident of history, it truly is an accident of history. Why in the world do Democrats want to be peons to their employers? I mean, that's what it is. It's peonism. If you don't believe me, look it up.
Yeah, oh, I certainly agree. It also, I mean, there was also a very competitive labor market. I mean, the fact that all of Europe was destroyed and the U.S. was providing most goods created a very, very competitive labor market. So employers began offering extra benefits and started competing in that way to bring workers in. That's what happens in a free market, you see.
Yeah, but I think that benefits are probably more cost-effective for employers because of taxation, more cost-effective for employers to give than, you know, or at least they were at the time, than pay, because you can give dollar for dollar on benefits. And even now with, you know, the pay brackets the way they are, you're still giving six dimes for every dollar in pay.
But I wanted to go back to what Ian said earlier. Corporations are a creation of government and of the wealthy for government and for the wealthy and to protect the wealthy. That's what they always have been since the establishment of the East India Trading Company. They were created to limit the liability of the shareholders and to give a monopoly to the company, you know, over certain areas.
Corey, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Vince is in Indy. Vince, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian and Mark. And I haven't talked to you guys in a long while, but
hey, Vince.
I wanted to ask, you know, I've been listening to some of the media here outside of you, but I don't know what you think of the protests that people showed up against. I mean, even the legal immigration of some of these young kids from Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, you know, and how the United States basically has organized those people to come back into this country. And
I'm confused. Are you talking about some immigration protests?
Yeah, the immigration protests, especially the one down in Southern California. And
are these pro-immigration or anti-immigration?
I would consider them anti-immigration, but
okay.
I guess, you know, some of the pro-immigration people first.
So what's the issue?
So,
what is the concern or the issue?
There's a lot of kids
protest, because there are, you know, physical confrontations. Mm-hmm. The government has stopped bringing in those people, in those processing centers. I just want to know what you think.
What I think about what? I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Well, there's protests going on.
What I think about the protests? I don't know anything about them. I support people's right to protest, though.
And I support people's right to go work places where they're going to make more money. And if there's arbitrary, funny lines drawn on maps, that those lines shouldn't prevent people from living a better life for themselves.
Vince, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, I agree with your perspective there. Immigration, you shouldn't have to ask some bureaucrat's permission to come to a place that's allegedly, ostensibly, a free country. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But if you are going to protest, you should not be violent about it. No one should be bringing violence to a protest, including the police. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to bring up anything that's on your mind here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site.
A lot of news about Bitcoins. It just keeps on rolling in. But there's a website where you can now buy passports for Bitcoins. There's lots of reasons why you might want a second passport or even to renounce your citizenship. Last year was an all-time record high for people renouncing their U.S. citizenship, but people are doing it all around the world. Whether it's a government intrusion on your privacy or a protest against foreign policy of your nation or to protect your wealth or avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or perhaps as some kind of refuge. You may want to get a second passport or change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com. I was looking into the St. Kitts program, and actually, if you do go with their to renounce your citizenship, they don't advise your home country. So you can become sort of a dual citizen in St. Kitts. I thought that was interesting that they just don't bother.
Well, if you're renouncing, you wouldn't be a dual citizen. You're talking about getting an extra citizenship?
Well, that's essentially what you would be doing. I mean, you know, you wouldn't. They don't advise your home country. You may if you wish.
I see.
So at that point, you could, you know, change your citizenship over or you'd have a second citizenship.
Now, how is this different than becoming a freeman?
I don't know what a freeman is.
Oh,
I've heard people talk about being citizenless, you know, stateless.
Yes.
But
that's freeman.
Yeah, that's unlikely. I have yet to see any government say that that's cool.
Whereas, actually, the British government is letting them do it.
Who?
There is a woman online that I asked to be on my show that I really want to have on that did it.
Tell us more about that, because I want to know what exactly she did.
Yeah, I don't know all the details.
We know about Michael Golsky, who renounced citizenship.
He burned up a bunch of government pieces of paper that had his name on it.
Oh, no, she got some paper signed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, anyway, this is for folks who value the idea of having a passport, because if you renounce, you don't get a passport, and that can make world travel kind of
very
sticky.
Difficult. Passportsforbitcoin.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. Here, I'm actually poring over the 51-page order and opinion by the judge who's at the head of the district court of that is presiding over the Ross Ulbricht case. Those of you who have been listening to the show for the last year, actually the last 3 years, you know about the Silk Road. The Silk Road is the underground drug and fun marketplace where you can buy all manner of interesting products that you can't find at Amazon and eBay or Target or Walmart. And there are some legal products available on the Silk Road as well. But Ross Ulbricht is a man.
Really sort of disreputable stuff, too. Like they had some credit card numbers at one point I saw for sale. Yeah, so I don't like that much.
Yeah, well, it is kind of an underground marketplace where almost anything can be sold. And it was shut down in the end of 2013. In October of 2013, Ross Ulbricht was arrested and charged with being the operator of the Silk Road, a.k.a. Dread Pirate Roberts. Now, he has yet to go to trial on this case. In fact, I'm not sure exactly when it's scheduled for. I think it's later this year. But the attorney that has his family's brought on board, and by the way, you can support Ross by going to freeross.org and contributing there. The attorney has filed a motion to dismiss, and the government has denied it. According to the story at Wired.com, here is the update. The government and legal community may still be arguing over whether Bitcoin can be defined as money, but the judge presiding over the landmark Silk Road drug case has declared that it's at least close enough to get you locked up for money laundering. In a ruling released on Wednesday, Judge Catherine Forrest denied a motion by Ross Ulbricht's lawyer, the 30-year-old alleged creator of the Silk Road billion-dollar online drug bazaar, to dismiss all charges against him, including narcotics trafficking conspiracy, money laundering, and hacking conspiracy charges, as well as a continuing criminal enterprise charge that's better known as the Kingpin Statute, used to prosecute criminal gang and cartel leaders. That earlier motion filed in April raised potentially trial-shifting questions. Can Ulbricht really be accused of running a drug-selling conspiracy when he merely ran a website that made the narcotic sales possible? And can he be charged with money laundering when Bitcoin doesn't necessarily meet the requisite definition of money?
Well, I think that what's important about, what we need to consider is that Silk Road isn't a snapshot in time. It occurred over a period of time. And Russ Ulbricht Albrecht, it's difficult to know whether he was the original creator or whether he was another iteration of Dread Pirate Roberts, or if he was that at all. And, you know, if we're talking about Bitcoin as money, the Silk Road was created, I think, in 2011.
It was, yes.
And so Bitcoin wasn't even no one had said Bitcoin was money at all at that point. So it's kind of
everybody knows Bitcoin's money. I mean, it transacts like money. It acts like
they
money.
They call it a currency.
It's
people treat it
money.
Like money.
No, it is more money than what they are calling money nowadays. There are several criteria that I think Ayn Rand's definition of money is definitely my favorite and definitely the most concrete. So her definition of money says that it must be imperishable, which U.S. currency is not. You can burn it very easily, as I proved in my video. And Bitcoin can't be destroyed. It can be lost, but it can't be destroyed.
If the entire internet shut down, Bitcoin would be destroyed.
Yes, but that's not going to happen.
How imperishable is really the question.
Right.
And the argument can be made that if the internet ever came back, that Bitcoin would be back.
Okay, Ian, you're always going to come up with one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
well,
it's
gold
also,
can be melted. I mean,
the next criteria is rare, and we know U.S. currency is not rare, and Bitcoin only has 21 million that can ever be created.
That's right, yeah.
And so, and there's 13 million right now, so, I mean, after that, it stops. No more Bitcoin. And then homogenous, and both are homogenous, technically, so, you know, they both meet that criteria. Easily stored. Obviously, Bitcoin is extremely easily stored. I mean, it's on a phone. It takes up no space other than the space in your phone in your pocket.
It's easily stored, easily transported.
Money. I mean, if you get enough of it, it's really hard to fit in your wallet.
Well, they're trying to make it harder and harder, too. I mean, consider,
right.
When I was a kid, they had $100 bills, and it was the highest mm-hmm. form of cash. I am 43, you know.
They used to have $500 bills.
30, they had
$1,000 bills.
30 years later,
right.
They still have $100 bills. Now, I think it would be pretty inarguable that you know, the cost of things has gone up 10 times
right.
from
mm-hmm.
when I was a kid, but the value of the currency hasn't. They're trying to make U.S. dollars or the pieces of paper obsolete, but what they're doing at the same time is making it irrelevant.
Yeah, and so the next two are, it's not subject to wide fluctuations of value. I mean, don't even get me started on how much the U.S. currency has fluctuated. I mean, I believe
yeah,
that
Bitcoin's
it's gone
fluctuating
up.
Pretty heavily.
Okay, but Bitcoin, that's what I'll address next. But money, U.S. currency, which I don't deem as money, I'm not calling it money anymore, has gone up 80% since our parents' generation. That's ridiculous. Bitcoin, yeah, it's obviously subject to wide fluctuations, but it's going to even out as businesses start taking it and it's taken more seriously.
And now more businesses than ever. Dish Network announcing later this year they're going to be accepting Bitcoin. Hustler.com now accepting Bitcoin and even Dogecoin and Litecoin.
They're giving out life memberships. So the only way you can get it is with a Bitcoin.
Right. They've never had life memberships before. Now they're doing that with Bitcoin. We'll continue here. And it's interesting. The courts are saying Bitcoin's money. The IRS is saying it's property. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Whoa! This is big!
not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. More on the Dread Pirate Roberts case here in moments. The judge shutting down a motion to dismiss all charges, shutting down all of the motion, you know, the entire motion. Nothing succeeded with that. And we'll continue with the latest on that case here in moments. Also, want to let you know about modup.net. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net. It's making a difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. They provide only the highest premium modafinil at modup.net with the highest potency, so you enjoy significant results, and that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So check out modup.net, and when you order, if you pay with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount. To make the deal even better, Use code FTL at checkout, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So, again, don't forget code FTL at ModUp, M-O-D-U-P, ModUp.net. Check into it for yourself. You'll find that ModUp.net offers world-class service at a great price. And don't forget code FTL at ModUp.net to get those 10 free tablets.
So, Ian, is that like what Adderall is? It's like a safer alternative to Adderall? Because I know a lot of college students use Adderall to try and stay awake for tests.
As I understand it, it is. I had one listener tell me about his experience while I was at Porkfest, and he was raving about it. He said that he was more, I forget the exact word that he
alert.
Used to describe it. I don't know if alert's the right word, but he was more tuned into, you know, getting things done without feeling like he was buzzing or high or something like that.
Interesting.
So he felt more productive with it without, you know, the kind of Adderall speedy feeling,
cool.
I guess.
That's nice.
Yeah. So there you go. Check it out at modup.net. Let's continue here. We'll go back to Russ Ulbricht and the latest in that case here in a moment. Dennis is on the line in Gainesville, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Dennis.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Dennis.
I wanted to chime in. Thank you. I wanted to chime in on the border situation. I know.
All right.
You guys think, for some reason, I truly believe you think we live in some kind of utopic free society, and we know, you realize we don't. We're very controlled and very manipulated and very under the thumb of the powers that should not be. And I'm off in that situation. That'd be great. I mean, open borders. Free this, free that, no rules. I'm all for that, but we don't have that. So are you for contributing $4 billion to facilitate immigrants to come into the country to get on welfare and to get on the school system and for everything to be paid for? I mean, is that what you're for?
No, why would I support government redistribution programs like that?
I can't speak for Ian or Mark, but I'll tell you that we shouldn't put any money towards that. But I do think that it's ridiculous that we have borders.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't pay federal taxes, so I'm not contributing anything towards anything the federal government does. And I think that everybody else who cares about freedom should stop doing that as well.
Yeah.
I agree. But to disregard the situation, though, I mean, how do you rectify the situation?
What's the situation? I mean, people coming here to make a better life for themselves? Because, you know, you got two kinds of people who might come here, who might immigrate here. One would be someone looking for a handout. Two would be the majority of immigrants I've ever met, the ones who want to make a better life and are willing to work hard at doing that. You know, let those people come here, and they shouldn't have to beg anybody's permission, fill out forms, pay thousands of dollars, wait tens of, you know, dozens of years in order to get here. It's crazy. It's a crazy system.
I think we have a welfare problem, not an immigration problem.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, we do have a welfare problem. But they facilitate. I mean, we have a government that facilitates that to create a dependent society. And once we
is the government
completely, go ahead.
Is the government more your fault or more the immigrants' fault? Yeah, I'm not saying
fault.
It's your fault.
We tolerate it. It's definitely our fault.
That it's not some poor person that's just trying to come over here and make a better life for themselves.
I'm not blaming them at all. I don't blame them at all.
Well, I mean. Either let people come here.
I'd be coming here too.
Right.
You either let people come here and, you know, make a better life for themselves, or there's some sort of crazy enforcement apparatus which will make us all less free. I know which one I choose.
Yeah,
I just
me
think
too.
The illegal, corrupt government that we have is using them as a tool.
Sure.
You know,
oh, yeah.
They do many things.
That's what governments do.
I know. I mean, and their arsenal is very, very diverse and extremely, I'm at a loss for words.
But that's why
you seem to ignore the fact that we are under control. I mean, you live, I mean, maybe in New Hampshire, it is a free, truly free society. And
I don't ignore that at all. I know that we're not free. I just did a video on that.
My friend was just in handcuffs earlier today in the government courtroom under total control. So I've been in a jail cell. I'm fully aware that we are under control and that there are a bunch of power sick freaks who want to tell us what to do or force us to do things we don't want to do and take as much money as they can possibly get away with taking from us. I mean, I'm fully aware of these things. I just don't, I'm not going to advocate for more of that. And the people that want to control immigration, they want more government.
No, there's plenty of violations of the NAP here.
The NAP being the non-aggression principle.
Yeah.
How is New Hampshire coming along anyway, the Free State Society?
It's going beautiful, very well.
We all moved here. Lauren, the most recent of the, the hosts in the studio. When did you move? About a year ago?
Yeah, I moved. August 1st will be my 1 year. I'm planning on having a party at the Kiowa. So.
Movers are great. We have a what I call a libertarian veto in the New Hampshire House. There are 80 members. That's 20% of the New Hampshire House, the largest legislative body of any of the states. And 80 of those members are nominal libertarians, as rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And those that means that if you want to get your conservative bill or your libertarian or your liberal bill through, you have to go through a small phalanx, but a larger phalanx of libertarians than any other house has.
Yeah, it's still not a total veto, Mark. I mean, there's still some bad legislation that gets through, like the gas tax.
Wait, dumb. Don't you know what a veto is? Bad legislation can get over a veto. You just need enough people to do it. It's a veto, my friend.
I think once we get enough people here, we're going to be able to not only prevent bad legislation from getting in, but also repeal some of the legislation mm-hmm. that is currently in. I think there will be, I mean, there are a ton of free staters about to run for office. So
I've heard at least three dozen. I don't know. That was an early number, too. So we actually have people getting elected. Dennis, we've had some pro-freedom stuff pass through the state house, and you know, medical marijuana finally went through last year. So we're starting to see some progress here, and really the Free State Project hasn't even made its official move yet. We've only had early movers coming so far, and the official move doesn't happen until we reach 20,000 participants. So we're barely even getting started.
The progress isn't about the bills that get passed, Ian. It's ridiculous to think that we would have enough people moving at this point, early point.
Well, when you say libertarian veto, it makes it sound like we can just veto any bad legislation that comes through. It's not that.
Not yet.
It's not happening yet.
I said that you have to go through a phalanx of libertarians in order to get your bill through. 20% of the House are nominal libertarians. That's a huge upgrade from any. Check the other 49 states. They haven't got crap
that. Nobody's elected as a libertarian anywhere.
Their governments are growing at breakneck speeds.
The funny part is that our Libertarian Party here is so extremely small.
Oh, it's
but
weak.
It's completely unnecessary because we pretty much have the Republican Party.
The libertarians are getting liberty-minded people are getting elected as Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire, and libertarians just don't get elected anywhere else outside of New Hampshire. So here is the place where liberty actually has a chance, where we can actually see freedom on the rise. And there are a lot of bad bills that do get stopped. Every now and then, a bad one will go through.
Yeah.
But a good example of a bad bill that got stopped this last year was the that was going to make New Hampshire one of the other 49 or 50 states that has license plate scanners being used by police. That one got shot down, and New Hampshire, I believe, is the only state that does not have that now. We will continue to not have it. Dennis, I hope that answers your question. Check out freestateproject.org when you get a chance. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, because I escaped from Florida, as did Mark, and I'm not looking back. This is great up here. More coming back here in moments. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live next.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex.
plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for your call, your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. You just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE, and we put you on the radio. 855-450-3733. That number brought to you by ProXPN. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy all kinds of features. All of them are totally free. Keenventions coming up October 31st through November 2nd. It'll actually be here before you know it, about 4 months away at this point from the other convention in New Hampshire. You've heard about the Liberty Forum. We broadcast live from Liberty Forum. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, another great event in New Hampshire every single year. And now fall has a convention. As of last year, we kicked off Keenvention. It's a bit of a different event. It's smaller. It's more intimate, as I like to say. And I didn't know how it was going to work out last year. I really didn't know what to expect, and I was really pleased and surprised with how great of a group we attracted to the event and how interesting the panels were. People were raving about the event and, yep, and how useful and fun it was. So you can come up to Keene. You can check out the area, explore New Hampshire a little bit. More importantly, meet the doers, meet your future neighbors, meet the activists, the people who care about freedom, who've made the move already. In order to speak at Keene, anybody can attend Keenvention. You can go and get the tickets right now for just $40 or the Bitcoin equivalent of $40 at keenvention.info. So anybody can attend. But if you're speaking at Keenvention, you have to be a New Hampshire-based activist. So none of these fancy big-name speakers coming in from anywhere else in the world. No, only people from, you know, living here in New Hampshire, activists from New Hampshire. Those are the people I want talking at Keenvention because they're the ones who have the experience. They're the ones with their boots on the ground, whether it's in the State House or whether it's, you know, doing civil disobedience. We'll cover all of those topics. Technical, we had a great tech panel last year. In fact, if you missed it last year, just go to keenvention.info and you can watch all of the videos. Every single panel discussion, every free speech, JJ's awesome speech that he just did off the cuff and really brought the house down. Carla Garrick, she spoke there, the president of the Free State Project, and we had so many great panels. It's all there free at keenvention.info. Go and see what you missed and then get signed up for this year. Presale tickets are limited to only 100, so go get your tickets while you still can. The price is going to go up probably at some point this weekend when I get around to raising it. That's pretty much the only reason it hasn't happened yet. So go and grab your $40 early bird price while it's still available at keenvention.info. It's again October 31st through November 2nd right here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire.
Do you still have speaking spots open?
You know, I haven't nailed all that down yet, Lauren. In fact, I'm actually trying to figure out who's going to be the speakers and who's going to be, you know, heading up panels and things like that. It's one of the myriad of things on my list.
You should get a hold of me, Ian.
Well, I will. I appreciate you throwing your name into the hat.
Awesome.
I want to get back into the news here about Ross Ulbricht because we've just barely told you the beginning of the update on the story here, and that's from Wired.com. A motion was filed in April that basically asked for all the charges to be dismissed against Ross. Ross is the man who's accused of running the Silk Road, which is an underground drug marketplace available on Tor. Silk Road's back online, by the way. It came back on about a month after it was taken down by the federal government, and it's now called Silk Road 2.0, being operated by more anonymous people who are apparently not Ross Ulbricht. So they didn't stop Silk Road. They only stopped it for 4 weeks, and now it's back, and there are three or four other sites that are just like it that are competing with Silk Road. So if anything, they spread underground drug markets further by taking out the Silk Road, by essentially spawning competitors in the absence of the Silk Road.
Competition breeds efficiency.
The earlier motion was filed in April, raised pretty serious trial-shifting questions like, can Ulbricht be accused of running a drug-selling conspiracy when he merely ran a website that made the narcotic sales possible? And can he be charged with money laundering when Bitcoin doesn't necessarily meet the requisite definition of money? According to the ruling by the judge, yes and yes. She rejected every argument made in the defense's motion, starting with the idea that Ulbricht had merely provided an innocent platform for hosting the Silk Road's illicit e-commerce, just as eBay might occasionally host illegal content without its knowledge. Silk Road was specifically and intentionally designed, said the judge in her 51-page order, for the purpose of facilitating unlawful transactions. Ulbricht is alleged to have knowingly and intentionally constructed and operated an expansive black market for selling and purchasing narcotics and malicious software and for laundering money. This separates Ulbricht's alleged conduct from the mass of others whose websites may, without their planning or expectation, be used for unlawful purposes. Ulbricht's lawyer, Joshua Dreidel, had made the argument that, if anything, the Silk Road should be covered instead by a law known as the Crackhouse Statute. The 1986 law was created to hold landlords accountable for knowingly owning a property where drug deals were taking place. Dreidel argued that the more serious narcotics charges, if those charges applied in Ulbricht's case, there would be no need for the landlord-focused law. But Forrest countered, in her opinion, that Ulbricht is accused of being more than a disinterested landlord. By allegedly designing the Silk Road to use tools like the anonymity software Tor and the potentially tough-to-trace Bitcoin, she argues that he had invited drug dealers onto the property. Ulbricht's alleged conduct, she says, is more akin to a builder who designs a house complete with secret entrances and exits and specially designed traps to stash drugs and money, she writes. This is not an ordinary dwelling, but a drug dealer's dream house. Unquote. She went on to note Ulbricht is accused of working to organize and command and control of the Silk Road's operations and also took a commission from its profits, all the kind of behavior that would make him an active participant. The allegations, she says, quote, amount to Ulbricht acting as sort of a godfather, determining the territory, the actions which may be undertaken, and the commissions he will retain, disciplining others to stay in line and generally casting himself as a leader and not a service provider. Just an interruption here to this story from Wired.com. Is this going to be a jury trial? Because this judge, I don't think, is going to be very fair to Ross Ulbricht.
She doesn't sound like she's really disinterested, right?
Yeah. By far the most closely followed argument in Ulbricht's April defense motion, however, had been its contention that Bitcoin users can't be accused of money laundering because Bitcoin isn't money. The motion cited statements about Bitcoin by the IRS and FinCEN that described it as neither funds nor a monetary instrument.
They just screwed themselves on that one, didn't they?
Not
being able to accuse them of money laundering, because I'm sure the government would love to get their hands on a few of the more fluently using Bitcoin users.
Well, she's saying that it is money. So the argument of the attorney was that it wasn't money, so therefore money laundering charges shouldn't apply.
Right. So they kind of screwed themselves.
Wait, who screwed whoself? I'm sorry, Ross and his attorney or the government?
No, the government.
No, they haven't screwed themselves because they can do whatever they want to do. So the government can hold.
True.
The government can hold two separate opinions about Bitcoin and just pick whichever one is convenient. So you've
got. Yeah, they do that with everything, don't they?
Right. You've got the IRS saying it is money. The IRS is saying it's property. FinCEN says it's money. Another federal government judge has said it was money, and now this judge is saying it's money. So they can just do whatever
convenient.
They want. The two terms, so again, they are saying that it wasn't funds or a monetary instrument, which are the two terms used in the money laundering statutes. In fact, the IRS has instead described Bitcoin as property for tax purposes. But the judge tossed out as well. She points out in her opinion that neither the IRS nor FinCEN have the power to define money laundering laws. And she said it was easily clear enough that the Bitcoin had function as money in the Silk Road's dealings, since sellers using Silk Road are not alleged to have given their narcotics and malicious software away for free. They are alleged to have sold them. The money laundering statute is broad enough to encompass use of Bitcoins in financial transactions. Any other reading would, in light of Bitcoin's sole raison d'etre, be nonsensical. The rejection of Ulbricht's motion could have rippled effects beyond the Silk Road case. Former Bitcoin Foundation Vice Chairman Charlie Schrem was also arrested last January and charged with Bitcoin money laundering, and his trial is still pending. Projects like Darkcoin or Dark Wallet that seek to enable the anonymous use of cryptocurrency could find themselves on thinner ice as that the limits of Bitcoin's legal anonymity have become clearer. So there's the latest on the Ulbricht case. Let's go to your phone calls. Your thoughts, certainly welcome. We'll keep you in the loop with Ross Ulbricht, by the way. You want to help him out, fund his defense, go to freeross.org. It's a pretty important case. We go to Not Wit, calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Lady and gentlemen, have a good evening, and thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
I wasn't going to call about the Ross Ulbricht case, but I did want to take this opportunity to remind everybody to go to freeross.org, and even the smallest amount helps. Send some Bitcoin tips, some change his way, and let's do everything we can to help out our friend behind bars.
Excellent.
But the main reason I called, you guys are like family to me. I listen to the show almost every day and listen to the podcast
That's
I can. But I did want to ask, so as friends and family, I like to get to know my friends and family a little bit, and I'm wondering, what music do you listen to? What do you have an all-time favorite artist or band that you listen to?
Lauren is actually a musician. I presume she listens to some of her own music.
Yeah, I actually write and sing my own music. I have a song called Shrug that you can find on my channel.
Where's your channel?
My channel is youtube.com/objectivistgirl, but there's no I in the girl, just so you know. Somebody already had that.
Now, aren't you coming out with an album?
I am. So in September, hopefully it'll be out, but it looks like we're going to have to push it back a little bit further.
I've been listening to K-pop recently, 4 Minute. I love them.
I always look for the soft AC station in town.
Oh, and Baby Metal.
Because I'm living in a powder keg and giving off sparks.
Oh,
Baby Metal. I love the Baby Metal. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Not Wit. And we are out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Bye, guys.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog. And Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Longevity.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Longevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.